WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New CBS News polling shows declining support for President Trump among some of the very people who voted for him. Here's CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
His approval rating has slid some among some groups he made gains with in the 2024 election, including independents, young people, and Hispanic people.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says tariffs are helping the U.S. in negotiations with China and other trading partners. He spoke on ABC.
We have a process in place over the next 90 days to negotiate with them. Some of those are moving along very well, especially with the Asian countries.
At least 9 people were killed when a vehicle drove into a Filipino street festival in Vancouver, Canada.
First thing in my head, I was like, gotta text everyone I know that I saw, because like, this is supposed to be a fun event. Like, we're supposed to unite as Filipinos and like celebrate for who we are, and then like, it hurts that something like this had to happen.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Experts say Milwaukee's lead pipe problems are an environmental justice issue. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
At least 3 Milwaukee schools have closed and about a handful of students were exposed to unsafe levels of lead. As city officials continue to investigate, they're forced to do so without federal support that usually assists in crises like these. Tony Wilkin Gibbart with Midwest Environmental Advocates says Milwaukee was already facing a lead poisoning crisis.
Milwaukee has the highest rates of childhood lead poisoning of any community in the state. That problem is primarily driven by the fact that inner city Milwaukee has been historically subject to redlining, housing discrimination, and disinvestment.
Gibbart says inner city kids may be going from homes that have lead hazards to schools that have lead hazards. Poor families and children are disproportionately impacted. Lead paint was banned by the federal government in 1978, but the majority of buildings in Milwaukee were built before the ban. Wisconsin prohibits municipalities like Milwaukee from requiring rental inspections before occupancy, leading to poorly maintained units and potentially overlooked lead presence. Marty Kanarik, professor of epidemiology at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, says research now shows that no amount of lead is safe for children.
It slows their growth and development. It affects their learning and behavior. It even can affect their hearing and speech, lowers their IQ, decreases their ability to sit still, to pay attention. And unfortunately, these effects can be lifelong.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
The NFL Draft, a huge success. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The NFL Draft ended last night here in Green Bay. Over 600,000 fans attending during the 3-day event. That's only second to the draft held in Nashville back in 2019. TV ratings also up 11% over last year's numbers. As for the Packers, they drafted 8 new players, 4 on offense, 4 on defense. I asked Packers GM Brian Gutekunst, was he hoping to add more draft picks to the roster?
I would have loved to acquire more picks, whether that was this year or next year. And we really didn't accomplish that, but feel really good about those guys. And then some of the guys that we're signing right now, I feel pretty good about too.
NBA Game 4, the Bucks and the Pacers tonight in Milwaukee. The Pacers lead that series 2-1. Baseball, the Brewers lost their 4th in a row, 6-5 in St. Louis yesterday.
We all know that we need to clean it up, but in the big leagues you have to do that. You know, you can't keep making mistakes and just get it corrected and don't let it linger.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports on Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see plenty of clouds today, and there will be that chance for showers and a few storms. Highs of the lower 60s and a south to southeast wind. Storm chances greater tonight, lower 50s. Watch out for severe weather possibilities for Monday afternoon and Monday night. Right now, it's 51.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over 1 million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On April 22nd, in the Wisconsin State Senate, something happened that you don't see too often. A high-profile bill passed with overwhelming bipartisan support. The Republican-controlled chamber voted 32-1 to extend Medicaid coverage for new moms from 60 days to 12 months. Wisconsin is one of only two U.S. states that has not already extended this critical postpartum coverage. So with that kind of support, you'd expect the bill to pass, right? Well, Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has repeatedly blocked this legislation from coming up for a vote. Several Republican state representatives have been speaking out on this, urging Voss to change his tune, but he has not yet budged. It's time for Voss to end this charade and allow this bill to come up for a vote. If he's opposed, he can still vote against it. But one person should not block a bill that has already been supported by the majority of his own party. Let the people vote, Mr. Speaker.
Find all of Dan's work at the recombobulation area. Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulswitz joins me in the guest host seat. We dig into Judge Hannah Dugan's arrest. What is going on here?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
The music of the stars. Good morning, everybody. And that's our theme. We are back. Music of the movies. Words you never forget. Jimmy Cagney. White Heat. Edmund O'Brien, Virginia Mayo. One of the 400 greatest films of all time. And Cody Jarrett.
You won't get away with it, Cody.
Cody, huh? You got a good memory for names. Too good.
How do you like that, boys? A cop. And I was going to split 50-50 with a cop.
Now tell me you're glad to see me. Only say hello.
All I wanted was for you to come back. That's the truth. I love you, Cody. I love you.
Good in a mink coat, honey.
Mm-hmm. You look good in a shower curtain.
It was Big Ed. He told me to do it. You wouldn't kill me in cold blood, would you?
No, I'll let you warm up a little.
Let him have it.
Oh, no. And lose our ace in the hole, he's gonna walk us out of here. Ain't you, copper?
Ed.
Still got nerves?
Max Steiner's music from White Heat.
Stop on yesterday, back to before that silly fight, and give me a chance to make things right. I said some things I didn't mean to say, things that I am sorry for today. Down on my knees, I beg you please to turn the world around the other way. I never really wanted us to break up, and I'm sorry for each teardrop that you cry. We need to give our hearts a chance to make up. And darling, will you stand by my side? We'll turn the world around the other way, back to where it started yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. didn't stop on yesterday. Just take my hand, together we can turn the world around the other way. Yes, turn the world around the other way.
Hey, Dean.
Wow.
What are you going to do this weekend?
Well, Ken, I was thinking maybe I'd go to Disneyland. I hear they got a great new ride there called the Haunted Mansion. Frank Sinatra took a girl there last week, and it scared the pants off him. Oh. At least that's what he told the judge. But, you know, Frank is a different kind of a guy.
Excuse me, are you... Have you ever been in Schenectady?
No, I never was in Schenectady.
Neither was I. Must have been a couple other guys. But I still have a feeling I've seen your face someplace else.
No, it's always been right here. Right on the top of my neck. Maybe you've seen me on television.
Oh no, I've never been on television. Say, is it all right if I join you? I just dropped in for a little drink to settle my nerves before I go to work.
What sort of work do you do?
I'm an airline pilot.
Get to be an airline pilot.
I used to be a bus driver. But I quit. Too many drunks on the road.
Did I start?
You've been doing what since when?
Early teens.
Yeah, well, what
I think my mother started me on it.
Your mother?
And now it's probably... Well, I've been doing it all my life.
Well, what did she start you? Give me a hint.
Probably destroyed my brain.
What is this? What is this, some narcotic?
Probably is. My insides are all rotted away.
What are you talking about?
After all, it's been every day, many times every day.
What's been every day?
And sometimes at night, you know, even... I know they...
Oh, you poor
they're trying to wean me with...
Oh, you poor
decaf.
With what?
But,
decaf.
And I like that, too, but...
What are you talking about?
It's the real stuff.
You're talking about...
The real stuff.
Coffee?
I've got several pots boiling out there right now.
You're talking about...
I don't even need cream and sugar anymore.
Coffee won't hurt you.
Just black.
It won't hurt you.
Black.
Are you crazy? Coffee won't hurt you. Look what it's done for me.
What would I do without it?
cream and sugar going, Mom. Oh, thank you.
80 cups a day.
Oh, that's nothing. I have more than that.
80 or more.
More than 80. Much more than 80.
I'm a big fan of old-time radio. I wish we had a better term than old-time. One of my favorite shows was Suspense. 8 o'clock on CBS. And the music was written by Bernard Herrmann.
And the city. The night is tonight, tomorrow night, or any night. The city is London.
Crazy music out of old-time radio, and it was written by some pretty famous people. But we got Jack Jones up next, and I want to tell you, Bernie Herrmann wrote the music for Suspense, and it was stolen by Color My World. See if you don't agree on the music of the stars. Jack Jones, they don't get any better. We lost them last year.
Tell her you care. Each time you speak, make it her birthday. Each day of the week, bring her nice things, sugar and spice things, roses and lollipops. And lollipops and roses. One day she'll smile, next day she'll cry. Minute to minute, you'll never know why. Coax her, pet her, better yet, get her roses and lollipops and roses. We try acting grown up, but as a rule, we're all children, fresh from school. So carry her books, that's how it starts. 14 or 40, their kids in their hearts. Keep them handy, flowers and candy, roses and lollipops and roses. Thank you. So carry her books. That's how it starts. 14 or 40, their kids in their hearts. Keep them handy, flowers and candy, roses and lollipops, and lollipops and
sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That's how this week rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love to stay. Sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is what I feel when we're together. Brighter than a lucky penny. When you're near, the rain goes, disappears here, and I feel so fine just to know that you are mine. My life is sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. That doesn't sweet rain goes, so come on, join in. Everybody, sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. Everything that's wonderful is sure to come your way, 'cause you're in love.
Music Sheboygan style with the Cornettes. 1958.
You know, some folks are addicted to waltzes. Others go in a big way for a stirring march or a lilting ballad. However, a short time ago, three people with a sweet ear for music sat down and whipped up a dish of musical confectionery that should appeal to all types. Candy.
I call my sugar candy, because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me. She understands me, my understanding candy, and candy's always handy when I need sympathy. I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day I take my candy and make her mine, oh mine. That there were four of her, so I could love much more of her. She has taken my complete heart, got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart candy. It's gonna be just dandy the day that I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Silence. And snap. The job's a game. And every task you undertake becomes a piece of cake, a lark, a spree. It's very clear to see that a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way. A robin feathering his nest has very little time to rest while gathering his bits of twine and twig. Though quite intent in his pursuit, he has a merry tune to toot. He knows a song will move the job along. For a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down, the medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down in a most delightful way.
Johnny Mercer.
Sugar, I call my baby my sugar. I never maybe my sugar, and that's the reason she's so confectionary. It's funny, she never pleads for my money. All that she asks for is honey that she can have any time. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause she's much sweeter than any candy to me. She's my tutti frutti sugar. I never cheat on my sugar. I'm much too sweet on my sugar, my sugar baby of mine. Thank you. make a million trips to her lips if I were a bee, 'cause she's much sweeter than any candy to me. She's my fine and dandy sugar. I never cheat on my sugar. I'm much too sweet on sugar, sugar baby of mine.
Well, sugar in the morning, sugar in the evening, sugar at supper time. Be my little sugar and love me all the time.
We go twisting with the Sisters McGuire. So let's have a fine answer.
Sisters, Julie.
I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City. Oh, why did I go there? I should have stayed down in New Orleans and never gone nowhere. A gal with sweet talk from Kansas City. Her words were sweet like wine. She wore those diamonds and had limousines and stole that man of mine. When night comes creeping for me, there ain't no sleeping. What he sowed, he's gonna be reaping, for he done me wrong. I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I heard. Deep in my solitude with the blues, the Salt Lake City blues.
Thank you.
Look at the old clock on the wall. Says it might be time to buy a new clock for the wall. I don't know. Louis Armstrong. I gotta go to the dentist. I think I lost the filling there or something.
My sugar is so confectionary, funny. She never asks for my money. All I can give her is honey that she can get anytime. I'd make a million trips to her lips if I was a bee, 'cause she's sweeter than any candy to me. She's brand new lady sugar. I never cheat on my sugar, 'cause I'm so sweet on my sugar, that sugar baby of mine.
Was my sweet, sweet sugar.
Sugar's gone from Sugar Hill. Love's old sweet song has lost its thrill. She was my lover until another stole my honey. Flashing $20 bill. Oh, the jasmine bloom, all around my door. But the sweet perfume, ain't sweet no more. I'll face tomorrow sorrow, 'cause my sugar's gone from that hill. In $20 bill. Oh, the jasmine bloom, all around my door.
Limbo. The rhythm was there. Something special was in the air. I reached over and held my baby's hand. She gave me a little squeeze. I knew we were in the same key. Everything was beginning to swing in a quiet, cool, warm way. My baby didn't say anything. Just looked at me with that special look my baby has. I looked back with that special look I get when my baby looks at me with that special look she gets. I couldn't help myself. It was love for sure. I picked my baby up, danced over to the stage, and I told the leader, Lee, dear, this is my baby. He just said, crazy. My baby gave him a special look, like she does. He could see my baby had eyes to swing, so he adjusted the mic and simply said in his complicated way, of course. My baby's shy, so I gave it the first try. Waiter, two glasses of warm milk, please.
Such a funny name.
Yeah. Well, I...
Oh, well, tell me more about this place, Meadowville.
Do you really want to hear about it?
Yes.
Well, there's not much to tell about my hometown. Life is easy and the tempo slow. But if you really want to find what's in it, you'll learn in a minute all you have to know. Let's go.
Gene Kelly.
Come walking with me. I want you to see our main street. You'll know the whole town by just walking down our main street. There's the corner where the boys hang out. As each girl goes by, they rate her, whistle and try to date her later. Baby, are you going steady? And then we can stop and chat with a cop on Main Street. He made an arrest way back in 1903. He'll ask me who is the pretty stranger, how proud I'm gonna be. When you walk down Main Street with me.
to London's Piccadilly when it was time for tea.
We walked along the Champs-Élysées, the pride of gay Paris.
You could rave about your Broadway and Times Square. Come on along and let me show you the grandest thoroughfare.
Hop a bus, take a car, hail a cab, and there you are on Fifth Avenue. Every Joe, every Jane walks along the dreamer's lane on Fifth Avenue. That's Fifth Avenue, where they stop, window shop, and their hopes are so high.
Pricing rings,
things that they can't afford to buy.
But they smile, they don't care, everyone's a millionaire when you're strolling on Fifth Avenue.
World's on parade.
Wherever fashions are made
on Fifth Avenue,
that's Fifth Avenue.
Fancy shops,
small cafes,
a cathedral, and then
Central Park,
Cartier's,
and Woolworth's 5 and 10.
What a street, what a thrill. Say you haven't lived until you've been strolling on Fifth Avenue.
You've been stolen on Fifth Avenue.
Great picture. 1940. Young people. Jack Oakey. Shirley Temple. Charlotte Greenwood. Music of the Star.
You are never far away from me. When we part, I hold your memory. You linger in my dreams when day has flown. And through the lonely night, I'm not alone. And when people care as you and I, there's no sadness in the word goodbye. Because you're always in my heart, my friends. Wherever you may be, you are never far away from me.
Good night.
Never far away from me.
sweethearts care as you and I. There's no sadness in the world.
Goodbye.
There's no goodbye,
because
you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
Well, thanks once again for joining us on the Music of the Stars. And next week, we dive into the month of May. Merry or not, we're here, and so is it. Civic Media Radio Network stations, I bid you a pleasant week. Keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars.
Because you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away from me.
This is Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars. Thank you for being here. Join us on Facebook, The Music of the Stars. We broadcast on the Civic Media Radio Network. CivicMedia.us, all across the world.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. A new CBS News poll has concerning numbers for President Trump. Here's CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
There is a large majority who continue to say that they believe the administration is not focusing enough on efforts to lower prices. But at the same time, almost two-thirds say they think the administration is focused too much on putting tariffs on other countries.
Former Trump economic advisor Gary Cohn says consumers are altering their behavior because of the tariffs. He spoke on CBS's Face the Nation.
We've seen the consumers starting to be a little bit concerned about tariffs. The concern about tariffs has driven them to preload or front-end buy a lot of the larger items that they were going to buy.
CBS's Matt Piper says the tariffs are already hurting some businesses.
Steve Egan is a promotional product salesman in Tampa and says he was in the middle of